I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment on Blog Talk Radio, Masters and Pioneers of Martial Arts. I am Karen Eden, and we have been talking about the manifestation of the miraculous for the last several weeks, and I want to continue that. I want people to know out there that miracles aren't for just a select few people that God finds special. Miracles are for everybody because we are all created in the image of God. And all you need to know is how to access and manifest miracles in your life. And as I've said a million times, and you guys know this, I get my source from the Bible, from the teachings of Jesus Christ, on how to do the manifestation of what may seem impossible in your life. So today, I have not only a longtime and good friend of mine since I moved to the Colorado area, but also a real estate agent who has called upon me to help her with a situation that she had in her house going on with a property that she was selling. And we got together and we asked for a miracle. And she's going to tell you some of that story right now. Deb, I'm so glad you're on the line with me. I've been waiting to do this show with you, my friend.
Hello, Karen. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Well, I tell you what. I think that this is going to be a good story to tell. I actually do get calls from people in real estate to help with, I don't know how to put it without scaring people, but there's something really freaky going on in houses. I mean, that's just the only way. I don't want to call it typically a haunting or whatever you want to call it, but I just recognize it as, you know, there's something not right. I don't try to investigate to figure out what's going on because most people just want it gone. And that I call it mitigation. And I know that Go ahead.
I learned this from you in that some people are just more sensitive to those things than others. I've taken people looking at houses and they don't love this house that check marks all their boxes. And I'm not sensitive to it. But I'll talk with them, and they go, I don't know, I just didn't feel right in this house. And, you know, then we keep on looking. But that was the case with the house. I had a listing, and this house, I knew that someone had committed suicide in it. And I had a terrible time selling it. It was a beautiful little house. It was priced right. Everything was right about the house. And I was holding an open house, and normally you get, you know, three or four people that'll drive up and come in just organically. And I did. I had like maybe six people drive up, and they would get out of the car even, and then they would get back in the car and go away. And I'm telling you, there was nothing wrong with the house. And I was discussing that with you, and you said, well, hey, I bless houses. And I said, well, I know that this house needs a blessing, so please, please come out there. And you did just that. We went out to the house together, and you went through every single room. Do you want me to tell them the process, or you blessed each room?
You know what, Deb, we've got plenty of time. So, yeah, go ahead. And a lot of people don't know me in this spectrum. I mean, people know me as a martial arts master instructor, someone who did TV and that kind of thing. A lot of people don't know about what I do as an ordained minister and how unique what I do really is and how I really try to outreach in a very different spectrum. So feel free to speak on exactly what went on. And honestly, some of it, sometimes this happens. I don't really remember everything that I say or do. But, yeah, go ahead and take your time and let people know exactly what happened with this house.
Well, so we went out to the house, and you blessed each room. And in the room, you were telling me things about the history of the house that I certainly did not know. And my knowledge of the person that had committed suicide, I didn't know other than it had happened in the house. But you were able to identify exactly where it happened because you could sense those things and that his spirit was unrested. And I remember that you had holy water and you sprayed it and prayed. And it was a you know, as a person who believes in God, I know the spirit was there. I could feel it. But I, as a person who deals in business all the time and you don't bring God to the table all the time in business, I said, you know, it might be hokey. You know, I mean, some people would believe that maybe, yeah, sure, this is whatever, you know, let you go through your motion and we'll see if it works. I have to tell you that it was the very next day I had a showing and it went under contract that very next day for more than asking. And so I believe in my whole heart that the spirits that were there, the unrested spirits, and it wasn't just one. You had mentioned also that there was some unhappiness or a child fearing in the spare bedroom. And the person that had committed suicide lived alone. So evidently there was more that had been in that house for some time. It was an amazing, amazing experience to me. And I tell all my friends the same story, that you just need to go get that house blessed. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And I appreciate you so much telling me the story for people to understand, because I do talk about these things all the time. But, you know, a lot of people, unless they hear point in case, they may not be able to really grasp the realm of the miraculous. And I just, as you speak this, and I just want to say, I just thank God for everything, you know, and I'm just a humble servant of God. I don't even want the pressure of taking credit, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't like that kind of pressure. That means I got to live up to a certain standard, and I'm just a regular person. Seriously, I'm just someone who understands and has learned how to tap into that only through my source book, which is the Bible and the teachings of Christ. And I think so many people are somehow don't get it, don't get what that realm is. I don't know if the churches aren't really doing, well, I do know, the churches aren't doing a good job, okay? They're not doing a good job of explaining how you go about to get the supernatural power that you can get through Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross for you to get that power. And maybe some people don't really understand exactly how that all works into it. I do have other programs that I explain how the blood sacrifice of Christ becomes so powerful in the spirit realm. But at this particular time, I just want to mainly encourage people. I want to encourage people out there. The first thing you have to do is you have to believe. Intent is everything. Yeah. You know, Deb, you know that I worked for Fox News, and that's why I moved out to the Denver, Colorado area many years ago to take a position with Fox News. And during the weekday, I had to turn like 3 stories a week, and the other 2 days a week I was actually a meteorologist, a weather anchor. But the times that I turned stories, they had to give me stories that weren't bloody stories. We call them bloody stories because, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. So it wasn't the hard news stuff. It was, you know, they couldn't give that to me because I couldn't segue into the weather. Well, hi, ladies and gentlemen, sunny day today. It's too abrupt of a segue. So, you know, they literally had to give me the lighter side of stories. It's called feature reporting. And we're almost at Halloween right now, and they actually thought it would be cute to send someone like me out to a witch's coven to do a real story about what happens at Halloween. Of course, nobody in the TV business knew that, you know, I had superpowers, right? I'm just, you know, like I call it superpowers from God, superpowers from heaven. But listen, the Bible says anybody who believes can access this. It's not because I'm anything special. But anyway, I am very sensitive to the spirit realm. I'm like, you know, I really don't want to do that because why would I mess with stuff? I mean, it's just, I don't play around with it. I don't get like a thrill off of it. I just want to be able to help people and mitigate issues when they're having problems like that in their daily lives. But I really didn't have a choice in it. So I got sent out to a witch's coven, and it was out here on Colfax Avenue. And all I can tell you is this particular storefront was, it did not say on a sign outside witch's coven, okay? It was an actual place of business. It was a place of business, and they told me to go around back to the back of the store. That's where I would see the altar and all the divinity tools that they use in the Wiccan religion and so forth. So I did. I went back there, took my photographer back there. And as usual, I got my massive bad spiritual headache thing going on. Now, listen, if anybody out there is Wiccan or pagan, I'm not trying to offend you or make you feel bad. Actually, I have pagans and people of the Wiccan faith in my path all the time, and I know they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the devil. They just believe in Mother Earth. But I'm telling you my experience, and this is my show. So if you don't like it, you can go get your own show. All right. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened. I go back there, and besides getting my bad juju headache, I'm talking to the high priestess of this particular witch coven in the city of Denver. And I was asking her about Halloween, you know, should kids go trick-or-treating and all this kind of stuff. And she gave a very good answer, and I often bring this point up. She said, it's the intent that you have. Your intent is everything. What you believe in your heart is your intent. And that is what is going to manifest, in her case, spells and things of that nature. Of course, Halloween and the pagan and the Wiccan religion is called Samhain, where they actually call upon their dead ancestors to feast with them. It's a big deal for them. Okay, so, you know, putting that all aside of whether you think it's hocus pocus or you think it's real, I do understand spiritual things because I've always been sensitive to them. And I can tell you that there is real power in witchcraft. There's power in Jesus Christ. And there are two different power sources, though. They're not the same thing. And you need to pick which power source you're going to use. And I'm going to tell you that one power source will lead to eternal death. The other power will lead to eternal life. So you need to pick which way you're going to go. Again, I'm not here to knock. I know I have people of the Wiccan faith that are on my timeline who are very supportive of me in a lot of ways. Some of them don't even know that I know that they're witches. But that's okay. It's not my point to argue in any way whether someone's right or wrong. I don't really care what anybody thinks about it. I can only speak from my own experience. And I can tell you that you have to be careful when it comes to messing with magic you don't understand. But going back to your story, Deb, I want people to know that through your own intent of your heart and the invitations, you can have things come into your household. And so you were sitting on this property that wouldn't sell. Whoever occupied that space did something to invite something in. Was it the act of suicide? Possibly could be, because that will attract demons, for lack of a better way to put it, for people who, you know, I mean, I'm of the Christian faith. I don't know what else they're demons. It will attract because of the negative energy, the negative act of taking yourself out and the spirit and the state that you were in when you forced yourself out. That's going to attract demons into the house. And people, just because they're created in the image of God, are going to innately feel there's something wrong or negative when I walk in that house. It's just, I can't put my finger on it. I just don't like it. And I find that real estate agents, some of them are more sensitive than others, they can go in and actually sense it themselves and just go, you know what, there's just something off about this place. And a lot of times I've worked with more than one suicide case in a particular house with, you know, other real estate agents, and it does seem to become a very problematic situation spiritually. It changes the atmosphere of the house. So I want people to know that if that's a problem you're dealing with, not necessarily as a real estate agent selling it, but you're in an occupation, you're occupying a situation where you know that the atmosphere is off, you can cause miracles to take place. to mitigate the spiritual problems that you're having in the place of your occupancy. And, you know, Deb, I think that a lot of people are so afraid to really take a stand in what they know is truth that, you know, people want to be copacetic and politically correct and don't want to go there. And I appreciate you being in real estate and still being able to take a stand on something that you saw is 100% proof that there is a spirit realm and there is a God who is very loving and very powerful and will take care of these situations. I want to thank you for that, first of all.
You also told me something. It was on that same day, actually. We stopped at a store on our way home. And we went in there, took a look around, and I didn't want to buy anything. I didn't feel like I needed anything in there. And when we left the store, you said, "How did that store make you feel?" And I said, "Yeah, just like cold and uninviting, and, you know, I don't know if they could have changed their, you know, put some their displays differently or something." I said, "But I didn't like it. I will probably never go back to that store." And you said, "Well, there were evil spirits there, and that's what made you feel uncomfortable." And I think you totally hit it on the head in that churches don't teach us that. You know, I go to church. I hear the word of God, and I'm thankful that I have the spirit in me so that I feel protected against evil spirits. But I do not know how to tap into that feeling or even recognize that feeling makes me feel uneasy, and I need to call God and to bless this area or to cast away those spirits. I don't have that gift like you, but that was my realization, that all of us can sense some level of it, and we just push it out of our heads. We don't think anything of it because we don't know. We've never had the training.
Right, right, exactly. And that I feel like that's part of my purpose and intent as a communicator who is also an ordained minister and someone who deals a lot in the spirit realm, for people to understand, and especially if you're a pastor, you're or a minister, you're considered a holy person and a leader. It is your responsibility to get out of the comfort zone and teach your flock the truth. Teach people in your congregation the truth of how to combat evil, how to do warfare in the spirit realm. Yeah, okay, so you may lose a couple of people, but people want to know the truth, and you're going to gain more than you lose because people are hungry for the truth. And when you find yourself in a situation where out of ignorance you've invited something in and then you don't know what to do, I mean, it will totally just suck the life out of you if you don't know how to combat something like that. Deb, I want to give people just a couple of really simple ways to do this. If you're dealing with a situation where you know the atmosphere is wrong and there's something going on and you need help with this, there is the most powerful name in the universe, and even former Satanists will tell you this. That name, Jesus Christ, they don't like it because of a divinity shedding his blood, and blood is so powerful in the spirit realm. They will actually run from that name. So I want to encourage you to plead the blood of Jesus whenever you feel something uncomfortable. If you're a real estate agent and you walk into a house and you're just feeling way uncomfortable, I want you to make the sign of the cross or just say in your breath, "I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus." Just saying those words is going to clear that atmosphere out for you because it's such a powerful, powerful thing to say in the spirit realm. Your power source is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. But if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, in your heart, truly that he is the Son of God, then that changes the intent. And we go back to that intent thing. It goes back to what you believe. I was just reading where the Bible said a very simple verse in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It says, "With God, all things are possible." Now, you either believe that or you don't. It's in there. And if you say you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are under a command to believe that all things are possible. That's all things in relationships, all things in money matters, and all things in health. If you're suffering in any of those categories, you need to reach out And you need to believe what Jesus Christ said, that with God all things are possible. Is it that simple? It really is. It really is that simple. It really is.
Thankfully.
And I want to encourage, holy people, please stand in your truth. We're living in a day and age where people are just craving to know the truth. And they're turning to all kind of crazy things. And they're getting themselves into more spiritual trouble because they mess with magic they don't understand, like I said. Make sure that, you know, if you're someone who has an authority to lead, speak, or whatever, that you don't feel like you have to worry about being the weirdo. Listen, if you guys don't already know I'm weird, I don't know what to tell you. I'm weird, okay?
In a good
but
way.
You know what? That's right. You know what, Deb? It's our kind of crazy. So it's good. It's good stuff.
That's right. That's right.
You have to be willing to be a fool for Christ, guys, if you believe in him. You have to be willing to be that fool, or you'll never be able to reach your fullest potential. That means you're going to have to stand in your truth, and you're going to have to speak your truth when you're called upon to do it. Can you do it? Can you do it? I certainly hope so. Deb, do you have any final parting words?
No, I'm just so I'm pleased to call you my friend. I'm so very happy that you've come into my life and enlightened me in ways that I didn't even know to be enlightened. So thanks for your friendship.
Well, I thank you so much for saying that. I really do. It's so nice to know that people like you. You know, sometimes I wonder.
You just told us the good one. The other one.
Deb, go ahead. Give yourself a plug. If it'll help. I mean, you know, this is a national and international program. But go ahead and tell everybody where you work and how they can contact you if they would like a real estate agent who understands spiritual things.
Well, thank you. My name is Deb Kirschbaum, and I work with Priority Properties here in Denver, Colorado. My daughter joined me in business, so she's been a realtor with me for 3 years. We're partners, so anytime you hire us, you get two realtors for the price of one.
And, I love a bargain.
Yeah, I would love to help you.
How can people reach you? You got an email or something you can give them? Or
I do. It's deb.kirschbaum@gmail, and Kirschbaum is kind of a hard name to spell, but it's deb.kirschbaum@gmail.com.
Okay.
And
anything else
you
can
give
them?
Proper to give my phone number, but 303-522-8364. Love to hear from anyone who needs a realtor.
That sounds good. Okay. And just hang on 1 minute, Deb. Let me finish up the program here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a strange year, and I know along with a lot of people who do speaking engagements, you got canceled out. Looks like hopefully we can finally get back in the swing of things here a little bit, and I am scheduled to do a speaking engagement in Greenville, South Carolina, the weekend of November the 7th. I'm going to be wearing my family kimono, which is 100 to 200 years old, with the Kaimon Mokumon of the House of Oda Nobunaga. You want to repeat that, Deb? I'm just kidding. People in martial arts know what I'm talking about, samurai warrior class stuff. You know, people didn't know that I identify heavily as Native American, and I do. And I do a lot of talks on Native American culture, and I raise money to help with a problem that Native American women are having right now. Google it. It is the indigenous, the murdered and missing indigenous women problem, where thousands of Native women and girls are going missing, and they can't find them. So I, as you know, as a martial arts instructor, I teach self-defense, and I go into tribal areas, and I'm teaching self-defense. And as soon as we can get through the COVID thing, I'm going to continue to do that. But it's going to be a little different in South Carolina. I'm going to talk a little bit about my Seiwai Genji Samurai Warrior class ethnicity that comes through my mother's side. And along with that, I am testing for my seventh-degree black belt, which is 30 years in the making, which will give me the title, if I pass, of Grandmaster, but you can just call me Karen, guys. Just call me Karen, because it makes me feel so old. I don't like anything with granny in it. So just, yeah,
that's good. Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, listen, I just want to let you know the tickets are still available to that weekend, and you can contact Gary Lee, Professor Gary Lee of the Sport Karate Museum, to get more information on that. And pray for Native America. Pray for our country. Don't matter who you're voting for, pray for them. because they're going to be making the decisions on how you're going to live your life, you and your families, over the next few years. So you need to pray that godly decisions will be made, that people who are in charge will make godly decisions even more so. And that's why you need to pray, because prayer will put that in alignment. Prayer, guys, aligns things. Another topic for another show, but you need to pray to get things aligned. It aligns things. It's an amazing, amazing tool, prayer. Amazing. And, of course, you know, we do that for a lot of reasons. People think it's a petitioning situation, which it is, but it's more than that. And there's a certain way that you pray according to the Bible. It's listed. It's categorized. God's a God of order, ladies and gentlemen. He's a God of order. He shows you how to pray. But anyway, prayer is something that will cause things to align in the atmosphere and come into balance. And it's the most important tool that we can have, especially when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our power source. Miss Deb, thank you so much again. Thank you, guys. God bless you. And we will see you guys next time on the Eden Assignment. Have a good week. Bye-bye.